Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. It is the fourth channel of the day, and we continue the series. God's reaction, if that's possible. Attitude, if that's possible. Partnership, possible, with humanity. There are so many questions about God that cannot be answered. They can't be answered because there is no possible way that the human mind can conceive it. Try as you might, with all that you have, it's simply not conceivable. Questions are asked, well, what is the mind of God? What does God want? Who is God? Those questions cannot be even asked. There is no who. There is no place where God is. There is no mind of God. That is a human concept. There is no consciousness, really, of God, because God is not a human. But there is so much that we can tell you. Dear ones, you should know that God is a caring God. And that is because of one thing, what God does have, that you really would understand, is love. We said it before just recently, that the little child may not have an intellect or a language. The little child cannot say anything, because there's no language yet to say it. And yet when you smile and hug the child, oh, there is communication instantly. There are some things that pass through the veil between humans and God. It is so beautiful. I'll tell you, one of them is joy, laughter, and of course, love, benevolence, compassion. There is no language needed for these. There is no consciousness needed for these. There's no who or what or where needed for these. And so when God looks at humans, God sees individuals, not humanity. God works with souls. As many as there are, trillions, if need be. Just like he works with one, just like she works with one. God has no gender. God is not a male or a female. God is not a parent. God is not a father. If I took you on a trip to see God, you wouldn't have to go very far. There is no place where God exists, because God is in the biggest of the big and the smallest of the small. Big enough to create the universe, small enough to be in your heart. Way beyond anything that any human can conceive. There is no construct of God. There is no pleasing or displeasing the creator of all things. Because God does not have a human mind. Ah. But the thing that translates so well is love. Let me tell you, dear ones, no matter what you learn this day, no matter what you think you know, no matter what you've come in conflict with, all you have to do is say, dear spirit, I don't understand this or that. I don't understand the fog. I don't understand this. What to do next? But I love you. I trust that which is in me that is part of spirit. That, dear ones, is what God wants, if you want to say what God wants. For it creates joy and the bridge that starts everything. If you could ask yourself or ask me, what is it truly that would please God? We would say, well, there is no pleasing or displeasing. God is God. What does God want? There is no want. There is no on and on. And yet God is biased in love. And that's the answer. It's to start loving that inside you, which is God, which is Spirit, which is the Creator. No language needed. No intellect needed. No where, why, what, or how needed. That will start a process that brings you into alignment for the intuition that you've asked for, to start the processes that we have spoken of this day. We've talked about the bias of God when you start awakening, and is it real or is it not real? We've talked about the communication, how God wants to synchronize, wants, there is that word again. The bias is always there, the bias of love. If you want to know what God wants, if you want to use that terminology, what does love want? You look at your child for the first time with new eyes. First time, the eyes meet yours. What do you want? Mother, what do you want? And there is no want. There is an overflowing love. Perhaps with tears rolling down your eyes to see that creature that has come from you, that is new, and all it wants is so helpless. All it wants is to be hugged and loved. What do you want? Nothing. You just want to love. That's all you want. That's God. There's no agenda, is there, when you look into that set of eyes? Not really. You're so grateful. They're beautiful. You're just so grateful. The benevolence overflows. The compassion for the little one overflows. That's who God is. What are you going to do with that right now? Standing outside looking in to the human being, love is the answer. It's the answer because the answer solves the questions of how I do this, how do I do that, how do I go here or there, how do I listen, how do I turn into the new frequency, how? The answer? Disengage, dear ones, and love. It's like the glue that starts to put together the things that don't make sense. There are those who leave today who've heard all of this, listened to the meditations. There's really nothing coalescing. Perhaps you're not sure what you've seen. There have been humans here for the first time, and they'll go away and say, well, this is all for children. I'm smarter than this. Did you try love? Is that for children only, or is that for adults? Love is for all. And that is the bias of God. Why won't you let God love you? Have you thought of that? There are so many who walk away and say, it's pretty talk. But they won't let God in. You won't let God in. Perhaps you're afraid that it'll feel too good. That perhaps it will be a habit you cannot break, being loved by the Creator of the universe, because you are part of it as well. The whole creation, the whole idea, is part of the plan. And you are part of that plan. You are a piece of all of it. Some humans are afraid even to acknowledge that. They say, it can't be that way. We've got to be separate. We've got to be apart. I'll tell you what separates you from God and the love of God the most is lack of self-worth. You don't believe you're worthy. Dear ones, can I say this? That the indigenous didn't have a problem with worthiness at all. They allied with the spirits of the trees, of the sky, intuitively and naturally, and you can't. And that's because you've been trained not to. Whether it was by institutions or by adults in your life, the training sticks, doesn't it? Did you ever think about that? You have nothing to do with that. That's not you at all. That's something you were told. That's just something you were told. Perhaps it was being told by somebody who you really honored or believed in. It makes it hard to dismiss it, doesn't it? It's almost like a betrayal of somebody who told you that. I'll tell you, whoever that was who told you that, if they're on the other side of the veil, listen to what they say now. They say, we didn't know. We didn't know. Forgive us. We didn't know. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You're worthy of being loved. You're worthy of being healed. You're worthy of walking out with a smile. Some will leave this place and say, I didn't understand any of this. Not really. I love that when that happens. Because that means you can dismiss the intellect and you can say it felt good. For you, I'll say, this or something better. Dear God, this or something better. Dear Spirit, I love you. I have no idea what to do. I don't really understand anything esoteric. It just felt good. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. There is no steps that you must climb to be loved by God. All you have to do is get out of your way. That is communication, is it not? And so that is how we see you. Perfect, healthy, ready to evolve, and we're in love with you. That is the concept we have been trying to give you for years. And the opposition doesn't like it. They want rules in between. And dear ones, the rules come from the human mind, the human structure. It wants God to have a face, live in a certain place, go to the store. All the things that humans do, all the dysfunctions that are human, there are those who want to place that upon the Almighty Creator of all things. And that's just because humans do that. So, for you, spiritual common sense, who is God? There's no who. There just is. Where is God? There is no where. It's everywhere. The love of God is everywhere. In every single molecule and atom. Only the difference is you're a piece of that. Therefore, you have an affinity. You have an alignment with it. You can feel it. And that is why you know that when you die, there is no death. That the biology leaves, but the soul is forever. Because you know you're part of it. So why not just relax and know that you're worthy of it all. It is the message, not just of Cryo, of so many right now who are reading and channeling and actually coming eyeball to eyeball with the truth that this energy is different, that it cooperates with you in a way that you really haven't expected. That when you start things, you'll feel the wind at your back. When you give intent for something and mean it, you feel the wind at your back. When you give intent to stop saying you're sick and watch your words, you get help. You feel the wind at your back. When you start telling yourselves certain kinds of things that they need to hear from you, the boss, your consciousness imbued in yourselves, it needs to hear it. You get the wind at your back. It's new. So many of you have tried so many things. But have you really tried the surrender of this? To clear your consciousness of can'ts. I can't do this. I won't do this. This is not going to work. This has never worked before. Does anything make God sad? God cannot be sad. But from a 3D standpoint, if I could paint you a picture, it would be the human being who is suffering in pain, wallowing in lack of self-worth, crying. Got this beautiful jet plane that could soar above everything else, and they don't even know it. That's a metaphor, dear ones. It's a metaphor for the consciousness that is possible, every single one of you. How would you like to fly? That's a metaphor. It's being close to the light. Going to a place that is so much like light that you feel an affinity with it. Literally, you become it. There are many who don't know what I'm speaking of, and there are some who really do. I am Cryon. I'm a messenger. I've never been human. I see you. I know you. And that's why I love you. There's so much potential here. So much potential here. It's time to claim who you are.